Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
It is June the 3rd, and we are in Treasa in Zechariah, and we are up to Perek Gimel, Chapter 3. I believe I mentioned last time that this part that we're up to right now is part of the Haftorah for Parshas Bahalosha. Parshas Bahalosha is coming up in a week and a half, and this, what we're going to do tonight is going to be part of that Haftorah. The last few psukim that we did last week was the beginning of the Haftorah, and the Haftorah actually carries over into Perek Dalet, into Chapter 4, which is going to be next week's learning. So we are right where we need to be for this time of the year. It also is the same Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah. Shabbos Chanukah and Parshas Bahalosha have the same Haftorah. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. So Zechariah is talking, Vayareini es Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol. And he showed me, meaning the Malach, showed me Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol. Now you recall that Zechariah already had several nevuahs that he was supposed to say to Yehoshua Kohen Gadol and to Zerubbabel. And he did. But now in his nevuah, he sees Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, that he's being shown Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. Omeid lifnei Malach Hashem, standing before the angel of Hashem, v'hasaton omeid al yemino lisitno. And the satan was standing on his right to, now here's the verb for satan, to satan him. So if you're going to use the term satan as a verb, then it's important to know what the word satan means. Obviously, the word satan is normally a noun, but here it's being used as a verb. So the satan is, the Gemara tells us that the satan and the Malach HaMavis and the Yetzer Hara are one and the same. And the satan is the malach, is the angel, whose job it is to make things difficult for us, to try to get us to sin. That's the satan's job. The Gemara tells us the satan is mechaven l'shem shamayim, that his intention is for the sake of heaven, meaning he's doing his job. Hashem wants him to be doing this because that way we will be challenged. We need to overcome the temptations that he puts in front of us, and in that way we can earn olam haba. The satan also, in that capacity, is the mekatreg. The satan is the one who brings before Hashem, in the Pamalia Shalmala, in the Bezdin upstairs, in the court upstairs, he's the prosecutor. He brings the wrongdoings before the heavenly court. Now obviously Hashem doesn't need the satan for that. Hashem knows everything. But that's the way Hashem runs the world. Tonight we're not going to discuss that particular point, which we've discussed several times, that Hashem runs the world through Malachim, even though he doesn't really need them. That being, whatever that means, the satan's job is to be that prosecutor. So he seeks out the sins and brings them before the heavenly court. So when it says here that the satan was standing on the right of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol lisitno, to satan him, so it means to prosecute him. The satan is bringing before the heavenly court a complaint, a criticism, an accusation against Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. So Yehoshua Kohen Gadol is poised to take over as the first Kohen Gadol of the second Beis HaMikdash. But obviously, it's not going to go well for him or for us if there is a serious sin that he is being taken to task for. So Zechariah is being shown this drama of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol being taken to task in the heavenly court. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Vayomer Hashem el ha-Satan. And Hashem said to the Satan. So the Satan, who is doing his job, he's bringing an accusation before Hashem. The Satan isn't making it up. He's not a liar. He tells the truth. He's bringing a legitimate prosecution before Hashem against Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. And Hashem says to the Satan, Yig'ar Hashem b'cha ha-Satan. Hashem will be goer against you, which means he will yell at you, against you, the Satan. V'yig'ar Hashem b'cha ha-bocher b'Yerushalayim. And Hashem, the one who chooses in Yerushalayim, the one who wants Yerushalayim, is going to yell at you, the Satan. In other words, Hashem says to the Satan that Hashem, meaning I Hashem, am going to shout you down. You're going to bring this prosecution against Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, but I am going to shout you down. And I, the one who choose in Yerushalayim, am going to shout you down. So why am I going to shout you down? Because I don't want to hear it. Because I choose in Yerushalayim. I want the second Beis HaMikdash. I want Yehoshua Kohen Gadol to be there as the Kohen Gadol, so I'm going to shout you down. But more than that, another reason is, Halo ze'ud mutzol me'esh. Behold, this, meaning this person, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, is an ud mutzol me'esh. He's an ember that is saved from the fire. He is he's a burning coal that has been saved from the fire. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, there was an incident in which he was saved from the fire, and because of that, therefore, I am not going to let you prosecute Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. Now, we will go through the story of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol and the fire, but first we're going to finish reading this chapter. So, Hashem says to the Satan, I'm not going to let you prosecute. First of all, I am the Bocher B'Yerushalayim. I choose in Yerushalayim. I don't want to hear prosecution right now. This is not a time of din. This is not a time that I want to hear judgment, or I want there to be mercy, and I want the Yerushalayim to be rebuilt and the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. But in addition to that, this person that you're attempting to prosecute, he is an ember saved from the coals, saved from the fire. So evidently, something happened with Yehoshua Kohen Gadol that gives him a zechus, gives him a merit, that protects him from the prosecution of the Satan. Now that may be hard to understand. If he did a sin, he did a sin. If he didn't do a sin, he didn't do a sin. Hashem isn't saying he didn't do a sin. Hashem is saying, even though he did a sin, it doesn't matter, because he's an ember saved from the fire. So we're going to have to understand how does that protect him from punishment for sin. Now, what was the sin? Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. V'Yehoshua haya levush begadim tzoim. Yehoshua was wearing soiled clothing. When I, Zechariah, saw Yehoshua in my vision, in my dream, I saw him in my nevuah, in my prophecy, I saw him wearing soiled clothing. V'omed lifnei hamalach, and standing before the angel. Now, the soiled clothing represents the sin. Clothing that is clean represents the lack of sin. Soiled clothing represents sin. So, I saw that Yehoshua Kohen Gadol was wearing soiled clothing, which supports what we've been saying, that yes, he did sin. There is a valid prosecution here being brought before Hashem. Vayan vayomer el ha'omdim lefanav lemar. And it seems like it's the angel who called out and said in front of those who were before him, said to those who were standing before him, Hasiru ha'begadim atzoi me'alav. Remove the soiled clothing from upon him. It's not clear who's the one calling out over here. I believe it's the Mitzvah David says it's the Malach calling out. So because Hashem said that he's not accepting the prosecution, therefore that sin is going to be removed. So remove the soiled clothing from upon him. Vayomer Elav, and then the angel said to Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, Re'e ha'avarti me'alecha avonecha. See, I have removed from you, upon you your sin. V'habesh oscha machalatzos. And instead you are being clothed with fine clothing, with merit, with beautiful clothing. So we're going to remove the soiled clothing and we are giving you beautiful clothing, which is symbolic of the sin being eradicated, removed, and now he is free of sin. Zechariah now sees fit that he should get involved. So he sees this vision, and now he gets involved. The Omar and I said, Yasimu Tsanif Tohor Arosho, place the pure Tsanif, the pure hat, on his head. So evidently, when they clothed him, they didn't give him a hat, the pure hat. Even though the Kohen Gadol's eight clothing include a hat, but evidently they had not given it to him. And I, Zechariah, noticing this, said, place the pure hat on his head. Vayasimu atanif hatahar arosho. And they placed the pure hat on his head. They listened to me. Vayabishuhu bigadim, they clothed him, they put clothes on him. Umalach Hashem omeid, and the angel of Hashem was standing there as this was happening. So apparently, the Yehoshua Kohen Gadol merited to have the sin removed and to be clothed in the fine clothing because of the fact that Hashem wanted to rebuild Yerushalayim and because Yehoshua was saved from the fire because of that story, which we'll talk about. But evidently, that wasn't enough for the full pure clothing to be on Yehoshua. That in order for that to happen, there had to be intervention by Zechariah, which means that it's going to be in the merit of Zechariah that the final touch is put on Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, that the pure hat is placed on him. The clothing without the hat is beautiful. It's wonderful. But it's missing the crowning achievement. The hat is the crown. That's the final touch. And Zechariah, it is in his merit that gets put on Yehoshua's head. Vayar malach Hashem b'Yehoshua lemar. And the angel of Hashem literally means testified, but it really means he warned him, saying, this is a warning now that the angel of Hashem is saying to Yehoshua. Ko amar Hashem Tzvakos, so says Hashem Tzvakos. Im bidrachai teleich, if you go in my ways, vimes mishmati sishmor, and you guard my guardings, you safeguard my mitzvos. Vigam atot todines beisi, and you shall judge my household. Vigam tishmor eschatzeiro, you shall protect my courtyards. So you will do the job of the Kohen Gadol. You will safeguard the Beis HaMikdash. You will safeguard the mitzvos. You will judge my household. You will do what the Kohen Gadol is meant to do. V'nasati lecha malachim bein ha'omdim ha'ele. I will give you malachim amongst these who are standing. Now, what is malachim? Malachim comes from the word holech. Holech means to go, to move, to walk. That's holech. Omeid means to stand. In this context, we don't mean stand as opposed to sit, although we'll talk about that as well. We mean stand as opposed to move, standing still. I will give you movement amongst those here who are still. The angels, the malachim, are still. They do not move. We'll talk about what that means. They do move, but in a certain sense, they don't. They are stagnant. They are what they are. If you do what you're supposed to do, I will give you movement amongst these who are still. That's what's going to happen. Meaning, in Olam Haba, you will be among the angels, and you will be able to move when they will not be able to move. We'll talk about what that means in a moment. Shmana Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol. Listen now, Yehoshua, the Kohen HaGadol. Ata v'reyecha hayoshvim lefanecha. You and your friends who are sitting before you. What friends? Who are the friends of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol? Says the Gemara, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Because Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from the fire, and Yehoshua Kohen Gadol was saved from the fire, as we will see. So you and your friends who are standing before you, who are sitting before you, Kianche Mofes Hema, for they are men of Mofes, of miracles, of incredible miracles, of a miracle that happened to them. Ki hinani mevi es avdi tzemach, because behold, I am bringing my servant. Tzemach, he is going to, literally means to sprout. That's what I'm going to bring before you. I'm going to bring before you my servant who is going to sprout forth. That is referring to the Melech HaMashiach. That's referring to the descendant of David HaMelech, which means Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, who is the would have been the king if there would be a king at this time. He's the descendant of David HaMelech. I am bringing him about. He is going to sprout forth. Ki hinei ha'eben asher nasati lifnei Yehoshua. Because behold, the stone I have placed before Yehoshua. Aleven achas shiva einayim. On one stone, seven eyes. This means that the stone is talking about the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash that had been laid 18 years earlier in the days of before the Purim story, before Achashverosh, in the days of when the Jews first came up to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And their work was stopped. And that foundation appeared very small. Says the Navi that Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, he says, you're going to have on one stone seven eyes, which means it's going to be seven times larger than what it appears to be right now. What you're seeing now, the appearance will expand seven times more. Hinani mefateach pitucha, behold, I am opening up an opening. I'm opening it up. Numa Hashem tzfakos, says Hashem, umashti es avon haaretz ahi biyom echad, and I am, I have to get a good translation for this word, and I am removing the sin of this land in one day. I am right away in one day going to remove the sin of this land, meaning the sin that caused the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash that's been hanging over this land. I will remove it. I will expand the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm opening things up. On that day, says Hashem, Tikru'u ish l're'ehu, you will call one man to his friend, el tachas gefen, v'el tachas te'ina, to under a vine, a grapevine, and under a fig tree, which means it will be a pleasant, safe experience, and everybody will feel expansive and feel, as I said, safe and calm. And this refers to the fact that Zerubbabel is going to be given status, and he's going to not only be recognized by us Jews as being the descendant of David HaMelech, and therefore the heir to the throne, even though he won't be actually be king, but he will be given status by the government of Persia that is going to recognize him and give him status. This refers to the story that we learned back in Ezra and Nehemiah, that after the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the second Beis HaMikdash will be built, it still will be that Yerushalayim itself will not be rebuilt. Yerushalayim itself will be in shambles. The wall will have many, many holes in the wall, and the Jews would not be safe. And Zerubbabel, meaning Nehemiah, is going to approach the king, Artaxerxes, and Artaxerxes will agree to fund and support Zerubbabel as he goes to Yerushalayim and rebuilds the city. And Zerubbabel is going to be given status at that time. So that is the nevuah that is being mentioned here. So we have several loose ends that we are going to have to cover right now. So what happened? Zechariah sees Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, and he sees the Satan is prosecuting. And then he sees that Hashem comes forth and says, you can't prosecute. Not this person. First of all, I want there to be a Beis HaMikdash. Second of all, not Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. He's an ember saved from the fire. And then we find that he's wearing soiled clothing, which represents the sin. The soiled clothing is removed, but there's no special hat put on his head. Zechariah davens that there should be a special hat put on his head, and he is clothed in the fine clothing and with this special hat. It's a complete forgiveness of the sin, and it is a complete reinstatement of the Kohen Gadol. And then the Malach warns Yehoshua Kohen Gadol that if you do what's right, then I will give you movement amongst those here who are still. And then he tells him that the Beis HaMikdash, that this foundation that was very small, it's now going to expand 7 times, and I'm going to also give status to Zerubbabel. First, let's just discuss what it means to have movement amongst those who are still. Angels move. They have movement. However, they don't have movement the way we have movement. Angels are stagnant in that they do not get better or worse. They are what they are. They do not have a Yetzer Hara. They do exactly what Hashem tells them to do. They are created. They do their job. That's it. We are dynamic. We have movement to the extent that we have free will. We have Bechira. And we either choose to obey or Chas V'Shalom not to obey. And in that manner, we move up and Chas V'Shalom down. That distinguishes a human being from all other types of creation. Although angels move, they do not move with their feet. They move with wings. They fly. Their feet do not make them move. Their feet are very different. Their legs are very different than ours. First of all, v'raglehem regel yeshara, they have straight feet, which means the feet do not bend. They're straight. The legs do not bend. The angels cannot sit down or crouch down. There is no joint to bend their legs, number one. Number two, their legs, as we stand in Shmona Esrei, are constantly together. There is no separation. Now, human beings, of course, we have the movement of our limbs independently of each other. The movement of our legs, of our feet, represents several things that are unique to human beings that angels do not have. First of all, they represent digestion, because that's the way the digestive system works. Second of all, they represent procreation. That's the way procreation works. Third, they represent rest. We can sit down, we can crouch down. And finally, they represent movement in a different way than angels move. Angels only move to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do what Hashem says. We have independent movement, which means we can choose how we wish to move. Those are all human traits that are not, that angels can't do. The Malach is telling Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, if you do what you're supposed to do, I will give you malachim, I will give you movement amongst ha'omdim ha'ela, amongst these who are still. You will merit as a mover, as a human being, to be amongst the malachim, to be amongst the angels in the world to come. That's what he's telling him. Now, what is the sin over here? And what is the story with Yehoshua Kohen Gadol? So, the story is as follows. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, on Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph, that is 93a. So the Gemara tells us as follows. It's a little bit of a long story, but it is a very interesting one, if you've not heard it before. The Gemara tells us, quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Komar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, so says Hashem Tzvakos, El Achav Ben Kolaya, Vel Tzidkia Ben Maasya. There were two people, Achav Ben Kolaya and Tzidkia Ben Maasya. These two people were Rishayim. They were evil. Achav Ben Kolaya is not the same Achav as in Achav and Izeval. Achav was a king of the northern kingdom of Yisrael, and he lived a couple of hundred years before this story happens. This is a different person. So Achav ben Kolaya and Tzidkia ben Maasya, Hanivim lachem bishmi lashaker, that they prophesied in my name falsely, says Hashem. These were false prophets, and therefore they are cursed. So the Gemara says, what happened? It says, Asher kolam melech Bavel ba'ish, that the king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, burned them in fire. So what happened with these two people? Amar Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yochai. My avud, what do they do? Azul legabi barte Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. These two went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Amar La, Achav Ben Kolaya said to her, Komar Hashem, so said Hashem, Hashmi'i El Tzidkia. You, Hashem told me to tell you, that you should have an intimate relationship with Tzidkia. V'Tzidkia Amar, and Tzidkia said to her, Komar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashmi'i El Achav. You should have an intimate relationship with Achav. They each told her that Hashem told them that she is to have a relationship with the other one. Now, what was their goal? What were they thinking? Why did they do this? This is not a case of them simply having a physical base desire. That one does not go to Nebuchadnezzar's daughter for that. That's a fairly foolish thing to do. And also, why would one do that? If one was after that, there's many other choices. They were after status. They were looking to have status, because if they were able to actually have a relationship with Nebuchadnezzar's daughter, then Nebuchadnezzar would be forced to deal with them. That's what they were looking for. But instead, Azla va'amra leila avua, she went and told her father. Amar la, so her father said to her, Elokeihem shel elu sone zimahu, the God of these people, Hashem, he despises promiscuity. He's sone zima. He despises promiscuity. So, doesn't make any sense. Kiasu legabach, when they come to you again, next time they get to you, shardrinu legabai, send them to me. Next time they come to you, send them to me. Kiasu legabah, when next time they came to her, shadartanhu legabi avua, she sent them to her father. Amar lehu, he said to them, man amar lechon, who told you that my daughter should have a relationship with you? Amru, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem. Hashem told us. So then Nebuchadnezzar said to them, V'Hananya Mishael V'Azariah, but Hananya, Mishael and Azariah, Sheol Tin Hu, I asked them, V'Amru Li Aser, they said this is prohibited. They said this is not something that Hashem would command. It's prohibited. So I don't trust you. I think you're making up a story, says Nebuchadnezzar. Amrule, they said to him, Anan Nami Nevi'e Kavasayu. We are also prophets, just like they are. They're prophets. We're prophets. Lididhu lo amr luhu. Hashem didn't tell them about this. Lididan amarlan. But Hashem told us. Hashem doesn't tell everything to every single prophet. So they didn't get this information. We did. And Hashem wants your daughter to have a relationship with us. Amar luhu. So Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Nebuchadnezzar was no fool. He was a Rasha, but he was no fool. He said to them, Ana ba'ina di'ivdikinchu, I want to check you out. Ki hechi di'badkinsinhu l'chananya mishal v'azariah. Just like I checked Chananya mishal v'azariah. You know, you're telling me your prophets just like they are. Well, you know, I happen to have strong information that they're good, real prophets. Because I threw them in a fire, and they came out alive. I never checked you out. So I think I'd like to check you out to make sure that you're legit. So now they're in trouble, because now they're facing a fire. So they came up with an idea. They said the following. Amule, they said to him, Inun tlosahavu vanan train. They, Chanani, Mishal, and Azariah, they were three prophets. That's why they were saved from the fire. We are only two. So we don't have enough zechus. We don't have enough merit to be saved from the fire. So you can't throw us in the fire to check us out. We're not going to be saved because we're only two. We're not three. Amr lehu. So he said to them, Bachru lechon man deba isu. Choose for yourselves whoever you wish, Bahadaihu, with you. So pick a third person. You're telling me that you don't have the merit to be saved because it's only two of you, not three of you. Fine. Pick a third person. I'll throw that person in with the two of you. Now you've got three people. That should protect you, if you're telling me the truth. So they were really in a pickle now. So the Gemara says, Amru, they said, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, that we choose Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. Throw him in with us. That's what they said. Now, why did they say that? Did they not like Yehoshua Kohen Gadol? No. Savri, they thought, Lisi Yehoshua Dinafish Zechusei, let Yehoshua Kohen Gadol come, that he has a lot of merit. He's a very great tzaddik. Umagna Alon, and he will protect us. They said, okay, if we get thrown in the fire with Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, then it will be like he'll have an aura of protection around us. That will save our lives. So, that's what happened. Achtuhu, they brought Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. Shadinu, they threw them all into the fire. They made this huge, gigantic fire and threw Achav ben Kolaya, Sidkiah ben Maasya, and Yehoshua Kohen Gadol into the fire. Inu Iklu, the two of them were burned to a crisp. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, Ichruche Mane. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, his clothing became singed. He came out alive, but his clothing was singed, as it says in our parak in Zechariah, Vayarenis Yehoshua Kohen HaGadol Omed Lifnei Malach Hashem. He showed me Yehoshua Kohen Gadol standing before the Malach of Hashem. Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el HaSatan, Yigar Hashem Becha HaSatan. Hashem will shout you down, the Satan. And his clothing were soiled, we learned. They were singed in the fire. And he came out alive. Fine. Amalei. So Nebuchadnezzar said to Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, Yadana ditzadika at. I know you're a tzaddik. I don't need to be convinced. I saw you in the fire. You came out alive. I got it. You're obviously a great tzaddik. That doesn't happen to most people. However, I have a question. Elamai taima hanya bach porsa nura. Why did the fire have some effect on you, that your clothing was singed? Why did that happen? Chananya mishava azaria lo ahanya bahu klal. But Chananya mishava azaria, the fire didn't touch them at all. Their clothing wasn't singed. I'm not questioning you as being a great tzaddik. You came out alive. You're obviously a great tzaddik. But I don't understand. They came out and their clothing was totally fine. You come out with your clothing singed. Why is that? Amar Lei, so Yeshua Kohen Gadol said to Nebuchadnezzar, in hu tlasahavu, they were three people, vanachad, I am one. So he used the same argument that Achav and Tzidkiah used. He says, I was only one person, so the merit wasn't as strong. So even though it was enough to protect me, but my clothing got singed. Amar Lei, so Nebuchadnezzar said to him, "Vaha Avraham yechidi yachin hava." But wasn't Avraham by himself when Nimrod threw Avraham into the Kivshan Ha'esh? He was by himself, and evidently his clothing was not singed. So how come your clothing was singed? You may have been only one person, but Avraham Avinu was also only one person. So the Gemara says, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol answered him, Hasam lo havu rishayim ba'adei. Avraham didn't have any rishayim with him. He was thrown in by himself. That's why his clothing wasn't singed. V'lo yisayev reshusa lenura, there was no permission granted to the fire to burn anything, or to burn anybody. Hacha, but here, havu rishayim ba'adi, there were two evil people with me, v'itosav reshusa, v'yisayev reshusa lenura, and there was permission given to the fire that it should be able to burn. Hainu da'amri inshi, that's what people say. There's an idiom that people say. Trei udi yiveshi, two dry, if you want to call them embers, sticks. V'chad v'tiva, and one moist. Usually a moist stick will not burn in the fire while the dry ones will. But ikdon yevushi l'retiva. So the dry ones will cause the moist one to catch fire. Because the fire is able to burn because of the dry ones, and that will cause the moist one to also dry out and catch fire. So Yehoshua Kohen Gadol turned around the argument that they had used. And he said, first of all, it's by myself. Second of all, they were with me. They're Rishayim. So that's why my clothing was burned. That was his response to Nebuchadnezzar. End of conversation between Yehoshua and Kohen Gadol and Nebuchadnezzar. But the Gemara says, it's not really true. That's not why his clothing was burned. His clothing was burned because of a sin. It's not because he had Rishayim with him. He really should have been able to get out of there without his clothing being singed, even though there were Rishayim there as well. That was just a good answer for Nebuchadnezzar. However, Maitaima Ianish, why was he punished? Amar Rav Papa, so the Papa says, Shahayu Banav Nosim Nashim, She'enan Hagunos Lukuhuna, that his sons had married women that were inappropriate for Kohanim. As you know, Kohanim have greater restrictions for who they can marry and who they can't. And his sons were married to those that they weren't supposed to be married to. V'lo micha bahen, and he did not protest. He didn't say something to them. And the Gemara continues, quoting the psukim that we have in our parak, that he was wearing soiled clothing, and the clothing represents the fact that his sons were married to people they should not have been married to, and he did not protest. And when the putting of the clothing on Yehoshua Kohen Gadol represents the fact that the sons divorced those women, and they went away from that sin, found more suitable matches. And Because of that, the soil clothing was removed, forgiveness was given, and Yehoshua Kohen Gadol assumes his rightful place as the Kohen Gadol. That is the story that we are alluding to over here in this parak. Now, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, during the time of Galus Bavel, we know that one of the pitfalls that was going on, which Ezra HaSofer corrected when the Jews came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash, is in the area of Arayos, is in the area of improper relationships. There were many marriages that should not have taken place, that were between people that were not supposed to marry each other. From a halachic standpoint, they should not have married each other. And they were. There were many Jews who did marry those who they were not supposed to marry. Those improper marriages ranged from the types of things which are not such terrible sins to more terrible sins, but there was a range. And Ezra HaSofer corrected that. The sons of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol at this time of this story, which precedes Ezra, this story of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol and the fire precedes the Nevuah of Zechariah. This goes back several years. In the Nevuah of Zechariah, Nebuchadnezzar is long dead. He has not been alive for over 40 years when we get to this story of Zechariah, to the Nevuah of Zechariah. But he's seeing a vision that has to do with a story that happened more than 40 years earlier. At that time, there were many Jews who married people they were not supposed to marry, including Yehoshua Kohen Gadol's sons. And he did not protest or didn't protest enough. And therefore, he was held accountable. But then Hashem says to the Satan, you are not going to prosecute because A, I want the second Beis HaMikdash built. B, because Yehoshua Kohen Gadol is an Ud Mutzal Me'esh. He was saved from the fire. Now, what does that have to do with anything? His being saved from the fire is a wonderful miracle, but that's not his merit. In other words, if a person has a miracle happen to them, that doesn't give the person more merit. That's a result of the fact that they merited the miracle. But the miracle doesn't give them more merit. It's their mitzvos that give them more merit. So it seems that the Gemara is saying that because Yehoshua Kohen Gadol was deserving of this unbelievable miracle, that shows that he prevents the Satan from prosecuting. Now, what was the prosecution about? It was about his sons being married to people that they weren't supposed to be married to, and he did not protest. So how was that corrected? Yehoshua Kohen Gadol got thrown in the fire. He came out with his clothing singed. He understood. How does it happen that Yehoshua Kohen Gadol will get thrown into a fire with these evil people? How does that happen? So he understood. It was a message being sent to him from Hashem, saying to him, you, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, you may be a great tzaddik. You may be a wonderful person. You are incredible. However, your clothing got singed because there are people in your life that you are supposed to be admonishing and you're not admonishing enough. And those are your sons. And after this happened, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol went and admonished his sons. And therefore, they divorced the women they weren't supposed to be married to. And in the vision that Zechariah sees, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol is given the clean clothing. So Hashem says to the Satan comes to prosecute, says, he didn't protest. His sons married people they weren't supposed to marry to, and he didn't protest. Hashem says to the Satan, I'm shouting you down. Quiet. You have no right to prosecute. Why? First of all, I want Yerushalayim rebuilt. I don't want to hear prosecution. But second of all, this is a man who was safe from the fire. So, he was safe from the fire and he learned from it. He didn't just say, oh, that was interesting. I survived the fire. What he said is, oh, one second. I got thrown in the fire and my clothes were singed. I better figure out what I need to do to improve what I have done wrong. And he realized that it was his sons that he needed to criticize and admonish, and he did. So even though, yes, it's true, he did sin. When I say the word sin over here for Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, of course I mean on his madrig, on his level. When Hashem is medakti kechud asayra, Hashem is very exacting with the great ones. So he was taken to task for what for any of us would be a very, very, very minor offense. For him, it was major, and he was taken to task. But then he corrected it. He went and he did admonish his sons. And Hashem says to the Satan, you may not prosecute, because he corrected himself. He took the lesson to heart and he corrected himself. And therefore, the soiled clothing will be removed. The clean clothing will be put on him. But, says Zechariah, it wasn't quite enough that he should also have the white hat, the clean hat, put on his head. The pure hat. And therefore, I, Zechariah, davened and added my merit to his merit. And with that, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol is now reinstated completely as the Kohen Gadol. And now they are all, now he's able to be back to the way he was. So that is the story that Zechariah is seeing in this parak over here. And this is leading up to, of course, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, as you know, we did not have a king, but we most certainly had Kohanim Gedolim. As you know, as time went on in the second Beis HaMikdash, we had, unfortunately, Kohanim Gedolim who were not fit for the post. But when the second Beis HaMikdash was built at the beginning, we had some great, illustrious Kohanim Gedolim, including Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, including Shimon HaTzadik. We had some great, great people who were the Kohanim Gedolim in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. So here you have part of the background of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, who we have been talking about. Okay, so Mirza Hashem, we will continue next week.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.